We picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain overnight, and we're currently at our overnight low. It is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning from WRCO. The ABC News Update is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers and by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. A federal jury in Memphis delivered a split verdict in the civil rights trial of three fired cops and the beating death of Tyree Nichols almost 2 years ago. All three convicted of obstruction, but only one, Demetrius Haley, was convicted of violating Nichols' rights. Nichols' father, Rodney Wells.
We're just so very proud that all of them are going to jail today. We cannot wait on the sentencing, so we'll know what their total time will be, but today was a very good day for our family.
The three also faced second-degree murder charges in state court. Dock workers and East and Gulf Coast port owners got tentative agreement on wages, a three-day strike suspended until mid-January. Tesla recalling 27,000 Cybertrucks. The rear-view camera image may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. This is the fifth recall since the Cybertruck went on sale late last year. This is ABC News. Union workers at Stellantis are none too pleased. They accuse the maker of Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram vehicles of not living up to commitments made to end last year's strike. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain.
A strike will cripple this company. And if we have to strike, it's Stellantis' decision to do so because they're not honoring their commitment.
Tens of thousands of new parents in Great Britain have agreed to have their babies' genomes mapped in an effort to find and treat rare diseases more quickly.
There were signs up in doctors' offices across England asking parents-to-be if they wanted their new baby's entire genetic code analyzed in hopes of doing so could detect rare diseases more quickly. 100,000 families have signed up. The screening will go beyond the traditional heel prick for newborns that detects 9 rare conditions. The full genetic coding could help doctors spot as many as 200 rare diseases in children.
ABC Sherry Preston. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. Ithaca was winner by sweep over Weston last night, and Cuba City swept Riverdale. Darlington 3-0 over Boscobel. Seneca 3-0 over North Crawford. And Royal was a winner in 4 against New Lisbon in high school volleyball. And River Valley was a winner 3-0 over Wisconsinites Barneveld in boys soccer. The Brewers couldn't have set things up any better for themselves as they headed into the ninth with a 2-0 lead. And the 2-time reliever of the year, Devin Williams, coming out of the bullpen. Then everything fell apart. Williams gave up 4 runs in the ninth inning of a 4-2 loss that ended the Brewers' season. He had allowed just 3 runs all year before Thursday. In the NFL last night, it was Atlanta winning in overtime over Tampa Bay 36-30. From the NHL, Los Angeles 4-1 over Boston, Pittsburgh 3, Columbus 1, Toronto 2-0 over Detroit, Philadelphia 5, New Jersey 4, St. Louis 1 in overtime over Dallas 4-3, and Colorado a 3-1 winner against Vegas.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Some clouds early today and a high of 70. North to northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Saturday partly cloudy, breezy and turning unusually warm for October, a high of 80. Saturday night a 30% chance of a few light showers, a low of 51. Sunday partly cloudy to sunny and breezy and cooler, a high of 65. At the WRCO studios, 4/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, and it is 48 degrees.
I don't know where I can find the finest wine in town, and I don't know where the velvet rope unhooks for the uptown crowd. Don't know the name of the restaurant where the valet park your ride, but I know where to buy ice cold beer, where to tear up a fry. 'Cause I got the keys to the country, sitting in my every 50. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake, a little honey hole to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. I got the inside track, I can take you back to good bottomland feel. There's a little bit of water still standing in the corner if you feel like spinning these wheels. There's a crack in the roof where the moon shines through if you want to hide out in the barn. We can set up shop and let the tailgate drop, have our own little flatbed bar, baby. I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. A little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go. 'Cause I got the keys to the country. Sitting in my F-350, I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake, a little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go.
Chris Jansen, he's got the keys to the country. That's one of the things I commonly lose. You know, I'm getting all ready in the morning like, oh, where are my keys? And I'll panic. And okay, what jacket did I wear last night? Or which shorts did I wear? Okay. And then try to find them in the dark. So it's, you know, it's kind of a scary thing. It's fun if you've got something where you don't need keys, you know, like a card you can scan. And I have one of those too. But that doesn't help me with the old vibe. The old vibe still needs a key. Coming up, we'll talk to old Tom Mueller. Easy on saying old around him. And then more regular features.
City sun goes down at night, making way for neon lights. Country boys looking at the moon. City girl is dressed just right. She may stay out late tonight. Country boy just plow today till noon. From Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. Every now and then they get together. She used to want to climb the walls. She never really been loved at all. He's the first one to the room. Ice and drinks will be up soon. Everything is perfect when she walks in. They kiss and hold each other tight. They know what's in store tonight. They're not someplace they have never been.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Tom Mueller is our guest on WRCO for our Friday visit from Mueller Implement. I understand you have some big fall savings coming up, Tom.
You know what, Phil? It's probably one of those things where you only hear about it once in a great while, and it's here. We have the 15% off sale on all of our commercial handheld and all of our commercial units as far as zero turns on the Husky line. 15% is big dollars. And for a lot of people that haven't had a chance to visit us and see what we have on hand, we have a huge selection of units and, of course, have the ability to pass on these savings. And along with that, we have financing, zero for 24 months. So keep that in mind if you're looking for a big saw or handheld anything. The discounts are there. This 15% is only good for a month. and she's on. So we want to pay attention. We also have 10% off on tractors and zero turns for the Husky line. And very important because they're a great buy right now. And it's been expanded to the robots. So we have Robo One running outside. Those that haven't stopped and saw the robotic system work, it's ingenious. Literally, it's run by GPS. And the new good news is next year we're going to see a large entry into the world of high digital items, ranging from about $2,500 to all the way up to $30,000. Now, you probably say, well, what do you mean $30,000? They make a unit that cuts 26 acres a day, literally all in one day, and it's $30,000. It's designed for huge complexes, and it eliminates a lot of labor. But for the small homeowner, whether he's in town or out of town, the ranges and sizes of those units are from a quarter of an acre all the way up to 6 or 7 acres. So you want to keep the robotics in mind. Right now, there are a couple countries at 50%. That means every other lawn is cut by robots. So there are millions and millions of them out there. It's becoming very, very popular. Miller Itman's excited because we have the technology, we have the ability, and we have the product, and that's the key. So we're going to see some different things coming in the future. One of the units is going to be a four-wheel drive that goes up 40 degrees slant. So nothing else in the market goes that high. So it's very, very important to understand we're on the technical edge of something revolutionary. So keep us in mind in that, and of course, standard items and et cetera. At Dodgeville, we've got a lot of things going for us. First of all, because we are technically advanced in many other areas, and we have a fantastic service department able to support these things, we also, like I said in the past, we buy right so we can pass the savings on. Key here in the future is there's going to be less and less of dealerships out there. And literally because of that, you're going to want to make your relationship with somebody that's going to be around for a long, long time. Our system's been here for 50 years. We're on our 51st year. We're investing heavily in the future. And, of course, we take care of a lot of products. We're a Gravely Aaron's dealer along with the Wacker line and, of course, Landmaster, which is a UTV line. One thing we've learned is quality always lasts a long time. Quality is always your best buy. We're here to service in anything and everything that we sell. So you want to come to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're not hard to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, our neighbors, their lights are on this morning, so we expect they'll be around for a while. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll see our internet site. Or better yet, go to Craigslist, punch in Mueller on the left-hand side. Phil, it's a great time to buy used right now because we have it on sale. And literally that means these are all prepared, ready to go. They literally are a great buy right now. So not stopping at Mueller, but you're going to miss out on a lot. If you want to see what the future looks like, it's here.
Well, it sounds like you guys are on the cutting edge of technology, but what about you? Do you have somebody else set up your phone for you and things like that or not?
You know, this is so sad. One day I was on the computer and it said, punch any key. Mm-hmm. And I turned to my bookkeeper and I said, where's the stupid any key? Oh, she said, why don't you just hit enter? So I hit enter and it worked.
It worked. All right.
So I put any on that key now, so I now know where the any key's at.
Good for you. You can be taught. All right, Tom. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement, our guest here on WRCO.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, We can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hello there, friends. It's Friday, October 4th, and we're at 48 degrees. A little bit of rain in the night, just a little. 4/100th here at the WRCO studios today. We count down the hours to the weekend. Here's Brian White.
I yell a post-it note on my steering wheel. A penciled hard reminder of the way you feel. Just a passing thought, but it may see. It's the little things that mean the world to me. like your morning touch upon my skin, and your gentle kiss that wakes me up and does me in. You hold me close and it sets me free. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you change my life, there are no words. You're my heaven, you're my earth, and you're my universe. When I add it up, love's bigger than we ever dreamed. Got something new, a little one that looks a lot like me and you. Tears fill my eyes as you kiss my cheek. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you change my life, there are no words. You're my heaven, you're my earth.
With one touch, you set my heart ablaze. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. A perfect match, that's what we are. I'm getting over him underneath the stars. The smoke is clear from the hold he had on me. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. And here with you is where I want to stay. Just burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. Yes, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame.
Burning some old memories, Kathy Matea here on Country and Community WRCO. News, weather, and sports will be next.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up.
You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
From infants to men's size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs for all your signage needs. Well, the forecast for today, some clouds early, then sunny and a high of 70. Clear and chilly tonight in 42. And warm for October tomorrow with a high of 80. Overnight, 4/100 of an inch of rain here at the studios, and we're at 48 degrees currently.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris campaigned Thursday night in the birthplace of the Republican Party. During her stop in Ripon, Harris says Donald Trump violated the oath to uphold the Constitution by not accepting the results of the 2020 election. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Harris will be able to unite the nation and she'll be a president who will defend the rule of law. The visit was Harris's fifth to the battleground state since launching her campaign in July. A Portage County man is being held on a high cash bond for allegedly threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. 56-year-old Robert Arnold allegedly made the threat in a voicemail message to the office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In the message, Arnold threatens Harris, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, State Representative Katrina Shanklin, and a Portage County supervisor who is running for state assembly. Arnold is being held on a $50,000 cash bond and will be back in court later this month to be formally charged with terrorism. His arrest comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns of heightened threat environments ahead of the presidential election. The investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's handling of the city's ballot drop box is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. DOJ personnel conducted interviews at Wausau City Hall Wednesday. That's the same day Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Nick Ramos accompanied several Wausau residents to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin in Madison. Ramos said they've asked for a review of Denny's actions and that he be held accountable if any laws were broken. Denny maintained he did nothing wrong when he wheeled the unsecured drop box into his office nearly 2 weeks ago. Wausau City Clerk had the box installed for use this past Monday, and it remains unclear what, if any, penalties Denny may face. The Wausau City Council will consider a resolution regarding the drop box at its regular meeting on Tuesday. Attorney General Josh Call will not be able to use sealed documents from the Milwaukee Archdiocese's bankruptcy case to investigate sex crimes. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a federal judge ruled last month that the AG's office will not be allowed access to records that were sealed a decade ago in the wide-ranging bankruptcy case involving settlements with victims of clergy abuse. Call argued the files would remain confidential and not be released to the public, and the Archdiocese was failing to provide records in his investigation. Judge Michael Helfinger said the files were sealed to protect victims. He ruled the DOJ failed to provide sufficient reason to breach that confidentiality and did not indicate how it would notify all of the victims whose files were being opened. Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate Jackson Vogel was ordered Thursday to stand trial for allegedly killing his cellmate, Micah Laureano. Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for Laureano's August 27th death at the prison. The charges include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Laureano due to his race and sexual preference. Arraignment is scheduled for October 15th. A routine inspection by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on conditions of animals in the care of UW Enzyme researchers resulted in a handful of citations. The inspection report shows one non-critical and four critical citations regarding human error and several procedures performed on primates. In one critical incident, a group of animals damaged a door separating them from another group. The primates were able to interact, resulting in injuries. UW Madison says corrective measures have been taken. Sarah Ransbottom was initially charged with misconduct in public office but pleaded no contest last week to a lesser charge of violating laws governing state institutions. A criminal complaint alleges Ransbottom signed on record that she had completed cell checks at Waupun Correctional on February 21st. Security camera footage showed that she had not. Inmate Donald Meyer was found dead the following day. Nine people, including Ransbottom and former Waupun warden Randall Hepp, are charged in connection to the deaths of Meyer and another inmate. There's something for everyone in the WRCO listening area this weekend, an array of activities from the Richland Center Homecoming Parade to tractor rides and benefits and the Canyon of Lights Parade. Center Colorfest weekend kicks off with Hill Country Classic Power's annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds today through Sunday. View classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles all weekend long. The show runs through Sunday at 4, admission free. You're encouraged to support the show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses hosting the annual Wine and Beer Walk, followed by a dance party at the Phoenix Center from 8:30 until 11:30 tonight. The UW-Richland alumni will be honoring five distinguished alumni at their annual brunch at the Phoenix Center Saturday. The distinguished alumni are Janet Goplin-Kinney, Thomas Simonson, Marie Subetke, along with Edward Pulvermacher, and also Jonathan Yancey. Oakwood Fruit Farm will host its customer appreciation days at the Orchard Saturday and Sunday. There are many special sales, sampling of retail store offerings, author book signings, and much more. Richland County EMS will host a fall festival Saturday from noon until 4 at Crosscut Park. Children's activities and all kinds of food and goodies. The Friendship Quilters Quilt Show will be held at Schmidwoodland Hills Living Facility. Vitesnik Power Sports celebrates its 50th anniversary with a customer appreciation day Saturday from 10 until 1. You can join the community of Richland Center for a celebration of sights and sounds at the Canyon of Lights Nighttime Parade Saturday night at 7. Bands, civic clubs, and businesses, as well as other unique nighttime lighted floats, are all a part of that. American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center serves a Free Will Biscuits and Gravy and Scrambled Eggs Breakfast Sunday, serving from 7 until gone, and tours of the 80 German Warehouse, again on Sunday, beginning promptly at the hours of 11, noon, 1, and Now that's a thumbnail sketch of the many things going on in the community this weekend.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 70, some clouds early, then sunny, mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Saturday, 80, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm for October. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and cooler, and a high of 65. In Richland Center right now, after a little bit of rain this morning, that followed 74 yesterday's high. We were at 60 at midnight, 4/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. And right now we're at 48 degrees.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square, or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Ithaca won 3-0 over Weston last night. The scores were 25-11, 25-13, and 25-15. The Bulldogs improved to a conference leading 9-1. Bailey Wanless led the way for Ithaca with 13 kills, while Tristan Peterson and J.C. Maxwell each had 11. Kaylee Newkirk had 3 aces and served 12 straight in the second as the Bulldogs pulled away for the win. Vivian Spencer led Weston with 10 digs and 4 aces last evening. Elsewhere, it was a win for Seneca, 3-0 over North Crawford, and a victory for Hillsboro over Winnemucca Center in 3 in the Scenic Bluffs. Also, Royal was a winner in 4 over New Lisbon. Darlington swept Boscobel, and Riverdale was swept by Cuba City. In soccer action, River Valley, 3-0 over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. And an 8-player football, DeSoto 32, Belmont 6. On the schedule for tonight, 11-player football, Richland Center hosts River Valley for homecoming football. Head coach Andrew Troxell of Richland Center talked about getting ready for a homecoming week.
We opened the week and we said, you know, this is going to be an emotional game. You know, I mean, ever since I came back and I can remember, I mean, this has always been a rivalry game. And so we anticipate that's exactly kind of the level of play that we're going to see. They're going to come out and they're going to be ready to go. Coach Mack is going to have his kids, you know, in positions where they think they can succeed and have success, you know, and I think that we're going to do the same as well. So our narrative and our message this week is, you know, we've got to play sound, you know, discipline football and not let emotions kind of drive how the scheme is going to be played.
And River Valley coach Dan Makovic talked about getting ready for Richland Center.
Scoring opportunities left and right. They're moving the ball. They do different things on offense to set themselves up for success. And even though some of the scores look a little lopsided, just like in our games, they are constantly in every game. So they fire off the ball hard. They want to win. They play hard for their team. And it's going to be a really good matchup.
That's our featured game tonight on WRCO, River Valley at Richland Center. Homecoming football from Richland Center. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. Dodgeville at Lancaster, Platteville at New Glarus tonight. Ithaca travels to Royal in the Scenic Bluffs, trying to stay unbeaten. Hillsboro at Brookwood, Bangor at Cashton, Nisida at New Lisbon. Six Rivers, Riverdale is at Boscobel, and Iowa Grant at River Ridge. SWAL, Cuba City at Fenimore. Darlington plays Lodi, Mineral Point at Southwestern East Dubuque. Luther at Viroqua, and Aquinas at Westby as well, Baraboo at Reedsburg. Eight-player football tonight, Highland at North Crawford, Monticello at Wisconsin Heights, and tomorrow in eight-player football, Kickapoo LaFarge plays at Wanewoc Weston. Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead three-run home run off closer Devin Williams in the ninth inning, and the Mets beat the Brewers 4-2 last night to win the National League Wild Card Series. Milwaukee had gone ahead 2-0 with back-to-back home runs from Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick in the bottom of the seventh, breaking a late scoreless tie after strong performances from starters Jose Quintana and Tobias Myers. The Brewers, making their sixth playoff appearance in 7 years, still haven't won a postseason series since reaching Game 7 of the National League Championship Series in 2018. As far as the game goes, manager Pat Murphy spoke after the game about his team.
I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy. And I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did. And but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
The Mets move on to play the Phillies coming up on Saturday. Elsewhere in sports from last night, Kirk Cousins threw for a career-high 509 yards and four touchdowns, the last of them a 45-yard scoring pass in overtime that gave the Atlanta Falcons an improbable 36-30 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wisconsin running back Ches Malusi is stepping away from the Badgers program, according to Badger Extra's Colton Bartholomew. The Wisconsin program said in a release that Malusi is stepping away to continue rehabbing injuries that prevented him from playing to his expectation. Malusi has missed significant time during his career with the Badgers. He suffered a torn ACL, a broken arm, and a broken leg and ankle in those respective years of three different seasons with the Badgers. Malusi currently leads the Wisconsin rushing attack with 232 yards through four games. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on a Friday morning.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Good luck on a Friday. We hope you have an awesome day. Here is Toby Keith on FM 100.9.
My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. Mama put me on a Greyhound and I went to stay with her in the summertime. Box up those empty long necks and stack them in the back and make a hand. Then at night she'd let me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in with the band. Yes, I have sacks and quarterbacks and broke my share of bones along the way. I knew it wouldn't last forever. Semi-pro always means semi-pay. I started climbing drilling rigs. I'm all field trash and proud as I can be. Yeah. Then I took my songs and guitar and sang them to a
a man from Tennessee. Star can't burn forever, and the brightest ones will someday lose their shine. But the glass won't ever be half empty in my optimistic mind. I'll still have a song to sing and a band to turn it up and play it loud. As long as there's a ballroom with a corner stage and a honky tonk.
Is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. And the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us.
Party on FM 100.9, Your Heart or Mine, the day after a Brewer loss, just like a
punch in the gut right there. I was coming home from volleyball, and I heard it was good to hear Bob Uecker on the radio, and heard him call Pete Alonso's home run. I thought, it was a nice season. It was. I feel the worst for Uecker, though, because I was thinking, wouldn't that be cool? You know, he's obviously in his last days with as the Brewer announcer. He was on very sparingly. In fact, that was the first game that he did in the playoff series last night. But so I'm just hoping, wouldn't it be something if they could make a run for him? You know, kind of a big shout out to him and go to the World Series, but it wasn't to be. Anyway, that's the way it goes. Worst thing for me, though, is losing to the big market teams all the time. And you just get the impression that the TV networks really want New York and L.A. And, you know, because there's a lot of people that watch those games because there's a big populace from those cities and they have a big fan base. So it always seems like they would rather have the big market teams win. So I'm sure they were probably pretty happy the Mets pulled off the win. And we'll play Philadelphia coming up on Saturday.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, the beef crossbred calves up to $825. Slaughter cows sold from $90 to $133, with the thin questionable health cows $60 to $80. We had some 600 to 900-pound feeder bulls, and they ranged from $165 to $180. Feeder sale today, October 4th. Early consignments include 31 mixed beef steers and heifers, 8 to 900 pounds, 8 Holstein steers, 1,000, 8 crossbred black steers, 850 pounds, 11 black heifers, 800 pounds, 23 red and black beef calves, 4 to 450, 2 Jersey steers, 850, and 3 black heifers, 725, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Many of these sets of cattle have been vaccinated. Our next feeder sale after this will be on Friday, October 18th. Darren Coleman and Jim will do their best to get you a good, fair price for your feeders. Give us a call at 608-627-1401 to get your cattle listed on our sales list. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving farmers of a five-county area.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simons Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Good morning.
There was a time.